Let's turn to Psalm 91. One of my all-time most favorite poems. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And this is the Lord speaking here. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we do call upon you. We do long for that sweet communion with you, our Father. And we beg you to teach us how to pray. Amen. We're all into secrets. When it comes to looks, people want to know, how do you maintain yourself? How do you look so good? Even though you're old, what's your secret? For some people, it's plastic surgery. For some people, it may be just taking care of themselves. For me, I just don't eat salads. When it comes to food, we have all these contests, chili cook-offs and barbecue festivals and all these kinds of things, and always seems to gravitate toward, well, what's the secret ingredient here? You know, what do you do special to your recipe to make it really, really good? What's your secret? When it comes to music, somebody's really, really good. They always want to know what your secret technique is. And believe me, I was in the music business for a long time, and there's always something new coming out that's supposed to make you a better player, a better musician. And some of the greatest musicians lived 200 years ago, and they didn't have near the stuff we have. So what's your secret technique that makes you such a great player? Athletes, why are you so good? What's your secret practice regimen? What do you go through every day? How do you train? There was a Olympic gold medal runner back in the early 70s. His name was Lasse Virran from Finland. He was a really, really good runner, long distance. He was accused of blood doping. And it got to be a joke in track and field. And, you know, he just said, hey, my secret is I train hard, I train at high altitude, and I drink reindeer milk. So there was a lot of checking into reindeer milk and if it really worked. Of course, I don't know that it did. When I was running, I tried goat milk and it didn't help at all. When it comes to prayer, what's our secret formula? Do we have secret words? Do we have a secret regimen we follow? Do we have a technique? Do we have a plan? What is our secret when it comes to prayer? The first verse in Psalm 91, "He that dwelleth." The word for dwell there, the Hebrew word, yashab, it's a primitive root, means to sit down in quiet. He that sits down in quiet. Kind of like that verse, "Be still and know that I am God." By implication, it means to dwell, which is how it reads in our King James, to remain. But it kind of has that flavor of the phrase we use, pull up a chair and sit down. Pull up a chair and sit down. He that dwells. Secret place, Hebrew word sether. It means a cover. From the primitive root sothar, which means to hide, cover something up. Hence, a hiding place or a secret place. He that sits down in the cover of the Most High. The Hebrew word for Most High, Elyon, means an elevation. As a title, it's the Supreme One, the Most High. Not the High, not the Higher, but the Highest One, the Most High. He who sits down in the cover of the Most High shall abide. The Hebrew word there, lun, it's a primitive root. It means to stop, usually overnight. By implication, it means to stay permanently. To be obstinate. He that sits down in the cover of the Most High shall stop, stay, be obstinate. The word obstinate, our word for obstinate, comes from the Latin word obstinatus, which means to persist. Our favorite fifth edition Oxford Dictionary defines obstinate as firmly adhering to one's chosen course of action or opinion despite persuasion or argument. So here's this person sitting down in the cover of the Supreme Being, and he is staying. He's stopping. But at the same time, he's being obstinate. He's not being obstinate toward God. He's being obstinate toward those things that are trying to draw him out of that place. And there are times when we need to be obstinate. When someone or something is trying to allure us from this hiding place, the secret place that we have with God, then we just need to say, no, we need to be persistent. And we don't need to give in and leave that place. The shadow shall abide, stop, stay. Under the shadow, tsel is the Hebrew word, and it means a shade. And it comes from a a primitive word, a verb that means to shade. So, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, the shade of the Almighty. Shaddai, the Almighty. That's the word for God used many times in Genesis. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The secret place of God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So what these people are doing is they're making a show of their prayers, their prayer life. They not only want to be seen, but they want to be heard as well. So here they are out in the open praying. Jesus defines them as hypocrites. Verse 6, but you, when you pray, enter into thy closet. King James uses the word closet. The Greek word, tamion, means a dispensary, a chamber on the ground floor or interior of a house, generally used for storage or privacy, a spot for retirement. So it's kind of like a room that you may keep things in. Most of us, we couldn't even get in our closet to pray because we cram it full of stuff. But it's literally a dispensary, a chamber on the ground floor or interior of a house, generally used for storage or privacy, a spot for retirement. It's a place to go. Not retirement as in Mrs. Perry and I, who have gotten to the age where some people would say we're retired. But it's a spot for retirement. And Jesus says, go to that spot. And when you shut your door, go to your spot, shut your door, pray to your Father, which is in secret. Secret place. And your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. The Greek word for secret means concealed or private. So what Jesus is telling us, verse 7, when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Don't just be saying things for the sake of praying. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You ever known anyone that just kept talking over and over and over again? Do not be therefore like those. For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him. So we've got two examples here. We have public prayer, what not to do with public prayer. We have private prayer, what we're supposed to do in private prayer. Jesus is not saying, don't pray in public. He's not saying, only pray in private. We pray in public here. Later, we're going to go downstairs. The men, the ladies will stay up here, and we will pray. And it's in public. It's more than one person involved in that. But I think if we understand that Jesus is not condemning public prayer here, he's not saying the only way that you can pray is in private, we understand that the way we pray in public should be the way we pray in private. It really shouldn't be any different. It's just when we pray in private, it's nobody but us and our Father. When we pray in public, it's other people there, but it shouldn't affect the way we pray. We should still be praying to our Father. I love a little devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. It's my favorite little devotion book. There's not even a close second. Don't necessarily agree with some of his theology, but it's still my favorite little devotional book and has been for decades. He's talking about Matthew chapter 6. And he says, Jesus did not say, dream about thy Father in secret, but pray to thy Father in secret. Prayer is an effort of will. After we have entered our secret place and have shut the door, the most difficult thing to do is to pray. And we all know that. What happens when it's quiet, we're all alone, and we're to be praying? What usually happens? We cannot get our minds into working order. And the first thing that conflicts is wandering thoughts. And when our mind starts wandering, we've lost it. The great battle in private prayer is the overcoming of mental wool gathering. In other words, daydreaming. We have to discipline our minds and concentrate on willful prayer. We must have a selected place for prayer, and when we get there, the plague of flies begins. This must be done in that. And what does Jesus say? Shut the door. Shut your door. You're in your place, shut your door. A secret silence means to shut the door deliberately on emotions and remember God. God is in secret, and he sees us from the secret place. Well, Psalm 91, verse 1, one of the great verses to me in all the scriptures. Secret place, the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. God is in secret, and he sees us from the secret place. He does not see us as other people see us, or as we see ourselves. And what do we see when we look in a mirror? You know, I see a 66-year-old man who probably needs to shave and comb his hair. What does God see? When we live in the secret place, it becomes impossible for us to doubt God. We become more sure of him than of anything else. The secret place. The secret place. He who dwells in the secret place. Your Father, Jesus says, is in secret and nowhere else. In secret. Enter the secret place, and right in the center of the common round, you find God there all the time. Get into the habit of dealing with God about everything. unless in the first waking moment of the day you learn to fling the door wide back and let God in, you will work on a wrong level all day. All day. But swing the door wide open and pray to your Father in secret. And I love this quote. And every public thing will be stamped with the presence of God. Swing the door wide open and pray to your Father in secret, and every public thing will be stamped with the presence of God. So what's the secret of prayer? It is no secret. It's not mysticism. It's not mumbo jumbo. It's simple. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And when we gather to pray, in public, there's others around. We're praying as a group of believers. Where am I? Just because I'm with other people praying, does that mean I shouldn't be in the secret place of the Most High? Oh, no. No. If I'm standing before 3,000 people praying, where am I to be? In the secret place of the Most High. It doesn't matter if I'm praying out loud or in my heart, I am to be in the secret place of the Most High. And we can go about our daily routine, wherever we are. You know, we can be at work. We can't, well, most of us can't. Some of us might have been able to. Gone to a place, a physical place, and prayed. You can pray anywhere. You can pray anywhere. You don't have to be here. You don't have to be at home. You can pray anywhere. And that is your room. Your room. And you can shut the door. And you can pray your Father. Doesn't matter where you are. Does not matter where you are. One of my all-time favorite quotes, Robert Murray McShane, who died a very young man. Men return again and again to the few who have mastered the spiritual secret. Men return again and again to the few who have mastered the spiritual secret, whose life has been hid with Christ in God. Hiding place. Where is your hiding place? Where is your hiding place? Is it with Christ in God? That secret place of the Most High? These are of the old time religion hung to the nails of the cross. These are of the old time religion hung to the nails of the cross. And when we pray, it's all about being in that secret place with God. Sometimes we can be in that secret place and we don't even know what to say, but we're there. Sometimes we can be in that secret place and it's just word after word pouring out to our Father. But we've got to have that secret place where we can go and sit down and Be quiet. You know, when we pray, we don't shout and scream and yell. It's in a quiet manner. It's in a reverent manner. In the secret place of the Most High.